tune in first for this Thursday. Already we're at Thursday again. The ladies in the house are missing, absent. They are not AWOL, however. Roberta got stuck in traffic going up to Newport from New York. She has a place there and back and forth this time of year. I was going to go down to Cape Kenny this afternoon. My niece is down there. She's wanted me to come down and spend an afternoon. And I said, okay, that'll be kind of fun. Have a nice meal on the Cape. I may still do that, but the rain will slow things down. And people are not just waiting for Friday and Saturday and Sunday now to change, oftentimes because the traffic is so bad going to any of these, Jersey Shore, Del Mar, any place where there is fun in the sun in the summertime, it's difficult to get there almost any day that you want to go there because there's so much traffic. So at any rate, there is a lot of traffic, and that's what slowed Roberta down. And Jennifer is taking care of her aunt. Richie, I'm not sure, was it today? We can't any of us remember whether he was going to the beach today with his family for a week or whether it was it next week.
I thought that was next week.
All right, so he should be around a little bit. All right, so that'd be good. For those of you who are interested in the Queen of Cheap, you're out of luck for today. We have lots of other things that are going on, though, and so we're going to bring you up to date on some of the things that you probably ought to know more about. I just drop in the latest stuff that I can find, and you go from there if you want. Millions of people in the Muslim world, Ramadan, number one holiday. So now that it's over, the prayers are over, the feasts begin. But yet in Syria, there were a lot of mortar rounds. You know what really bugs me? No, you don't, but I'm going to tell you. What really bugs me is these people who pray for their side to win. I can remember, this even bothered me in World War II, or you heard the stories in World War II, when people were praying for the right side to win. And even though we were the right side and we did need to win, it bothers me that people would be praying for the death of other human beings, even if they're bad human beings. Does that bother you, or is it just me?
Yeah, that bothers me.
Yeah, I think that's an abuse of the connection that we have. If you choose to take advantage of the connection that we all have to spirit and to God or infinite intelligence or whatever it is, whatever handle it is that you use for the all-powerful, I think God pays no attention to it. In my mind, it is ignored. In terms of what happened in World War II, what was right, and right prevailed. Now, why is there a Hitler to begin with? And we can ask all of these questions that go nowhere. We can ask them about ourselves and our lives. And you can determine because of, let's say, either political belief or religious belief that is to be thus and such because you don't think about these things for yourself. I would say, though, what I've learned more in the past year or so, but maybe in the last 10 years, maybe even 20 years, that little voice inside of you that when questioned, I may call it intuition. You have intuition. Everybody has intuition. Some of us don't listen to our intuition because we don't like what we're thinking, or we don't like what we're hearing, or we don't have the confidence to believe it. So we believe something else that is safer, if you will. Intuition is that little eensy teensy voice inside that is never wrong when you allow yourselves to believe it. It's believing it. When things work out well, people don't often say, I heard a voice inside my head. We usually refer to that voice when we didn't listen to it. Nothing is more important than consulting with your own common sense before you make a decision. And some people mask their decisions because they don't really trust their intuition, even if they've worked on it a long time. But the more you do it, the more you build your confidence. And even if there's something that you don't like, you believe it and trust it. I think the best example is the old, when you're driving someplace, moving along the highway, and your instinct tells you to go left and you go right, and you're lost. That to me is always the test. But there are plenty of other things. Oftentimes in personal relationships, it's important. On the job, it's important. And in this circumstance, I'm off on this tangent because it annoys me that I'm reading that Assad attended prayers to pray for the his status as a dictator and a murdering thief to continue. You think God pays any attention to that at all? However, what do you suppose his intuition is? Inside, if he's listening to his intuition, he's going to tell him he better get out while the getting is good. But his ego, that's what happens. A lot of times, people's egos get in the way, and so they don't get, it doesn't move. Nothing happens. All right, so that's one thing. The Ramadan thing is something that people are talking about. Defense lawyers say that Major Hassan down in Fort Hood is trying to get a death sentence while representing himself. I'll repeat that. Defense lawyers said yesterday they think Major Nidal Hassan is trying to get a death sentence.
Give it to him.
Yeah. What are we waiting for? Help yourself, pal. Police say a man shot several people at two houses in the Dallas area. They got him, took him into custody. And these stories. Why do I even do these stories? Here's good news for those of you who had Powerball tickets. Well, three of you. Three of you who had Powerball tickets, because three of you won. Two of them in New Jersey and one of them in Minnesota, matching the winning numbers for the $448 million drawing. So what does it take to get up to that number? How long since the last Powerball drawing that netted, what, was $590 million? It was a couple of months ago, that lady down in Zephyr Hills, Florida, right? Was it two months ago, or has it been less time than that?
I think it's been a little more than that.
Has it? So it takes a couple of months to build the jackpot. They start at $100 million, don't they? Is that the starting point?
No, it's a lot lower than that. But
it is.
I think they start at 15 or 20, somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah. And then it builds
and then it's
incrementally.
Twice a week. Right.
Right. And when there's no winner, it builds faster.
Right.
Is that how it works? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hip, hip, hooray for the winner of the Powerball.
I won $8.
How much?
I won $8.
Did you?
And it only cost me $10.
And I bought some tickets, and I didn't. I actually should go to school on how to do this, because I've bought some of these tickets over the past year or so, and I bought them. Maybe bought a few more this past year or so, but over the years I bought them here and there. It's great therapy to think about what you're going to do with the money until you lose, and then you get discouraged. Oh my God, it's terrible! I didn't win. there are other things you can win beside the jackpot, right? You won you won $8. How do you figure that out? How do you know how you won?
Well, you can go to the Powerball website. They have it all broken down for you.
Really?
Depending on how many numbers you matched, if you matched the Powerball.
Really? So you get something for just having the right Powerball number?
Yeah, if you just match the Powerball, it's $4.
Really?
If you have another number and the Powerball, that's also $4.
Hmm.
And then it goes up to $7, and then it leaps up to $100 if you have three numbers in the Powerball or four numbers. And then it leaps up to $10,000, and then it leaps up to $1,000,000.
All right.
So you could match five numbers and get $1,000,000, and everybody is focused on the winners of the grand prize, so nobody would bother you.
Really? All right. Something to keep on your mind. Television report in the next half hour, including a discussion with David Hurwitz, who is the producer of the new television program Million Second Quiz. Remember, we were talking about this yesterday. Ryan Seacrest has a new television show which is looking for contestants. And so if you're willing to test the limits of your knowledge, you might be a scrappy contestant for this. Maybe they ought to put a radio host on just for the heck of it. Anyway, yeah. So they're going to talk about how this show is going to work with us in the next half hour. And the television report in its completeness will also include an overview of the Time Warner spat with CBS that Jennifer has been talking about. That's coming up as a matter of fact as well. 888-302-3684. The issues of the day, the events that people are talking about, folks in the news, and the best commercials on the radio. Because I deliver them, and I do a good job. I'm a good pitchman. So if you're trying to whiten your teeth, here's the pitch you've heard me deliver so many times. If you take an action, the important thing is that you take action on my advice, on the pitch. 1, 2, 3, get your teeth whitened in 5 minutes a day. 3, 4, 5, get your teeth whitened to 6 shades better than they are right now if you use power swabs for a week. What is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Now, this is something that was developed by a dentist, pretty sharp cookie, did a lot of research, and found that the properties of coconut oil are very good for cleaning your teeth. So there's some kind of concoction, but it's all natural. That's how power swabs work. They remove years of stains off your teeth. If you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, drink a lot of wine, if you smoke too much, then you can get a beautiful white smile. Clean it up by dialing 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Call them right now. Get free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen on the entire order. Ask about some of the other things that are in the Power Swab kit, like the Stain Out Quick Stick. You can use, take it with you, clean up your teeth when you're in a hurry going into a meeting or on a date or something like that. Tooth Gloss, Shine, Gum Rejuvenator, all part of the package here. A lot of great things that will help your teeth look much better. That's the bottom line. Summertime, nice tan. You need nice white teeth to go along with it. This is the way to get it fast. 800-865-7602. And with the right results. Fast and good-looking, risk-free power swabs. 800-865-7602. Call them now.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe thermos, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Savings 101 sale starting Friday. Kohl's, expect great things.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program is pretty good thing. 21 after the hour.
Good. people are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Was the number five song during this week in 1978. We're going through a list of the top five songs this week in 1978 right now. How about we start with Foreigner and this rather raucous... I'd say this was good old rock and roll from that era, Kenny. Wouldn't it be considered good old rock and roll?
Absolutely.
All right, so Foreigner is number five, and we move to number four. The Stones hadn't had a hit for a while. That's brought them out of that slump, as I remember, didn't it?
Yeah, I think that, I believe this went all the way to number one. It
yes.
may have done it before this week, but this was huge.
Yeah, on its way back down from number one, it's at number four during this week in 1978. The Stones and Miss You. Crank it up, Michael. You're making the background there. They have so much fun when they perform. There are about four or five songs that you can tell they love to do when they're doing their in-person concerts. This is one of them. I see them moving up there with their skinny legs, these guys. Why do women go so crazy for guys that look like Jagger, Rod Stewart, these skinny guys that are actually ugly? Is it just because they have money?
It's the whole rock star thing.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tapping into that. Number three during this week in 1978 was Donna Summer. Good, actually a great disco dance tune. Crank it up, Michael! Let's dance! Let's dance! Can't sit still for this, right? Hold me. Nothing better than being held by somebody that you really love. So hold on to that thought as we move to the number two song, 1978, August, second week of August, Grease is the Word. This rejuvenated his career, too, as I remember. Right, Kenny? He hadn't been forced to do that number of songs for a while. So this is good for him. And then the number one song from this week in 1978, not one of my faves. I don't like it. Alright, so you got it. From 5 to 1, there they are, the top 5 songs of this week in 1978. I'm going to get carried away with that. Wait, why is it that I have never liked those? I love ballads, but there's something about... That's Phil Collins as well, Genesis. Yeah. It's just, it doesn't work. I mean, that's what I guess makes for all those flavors of ice cream, right? I couldn't imagine liking coffee ice cream, for example, or other. On my dairy farm here in Framingham, Massachusetts, we have a dairy store, and we have, I think, 28, 29 flavors at the moment, and moose chips or whatever it is, moose droppings.
Yeah. Moose tracks.
Moose tracks, that's what it is. Okay, yeah. Why do people like that? I understand the fruity flavors. The peach is great this time of year. Some of the other, like the watermelon sherbet is great. But, see, it's all about taste. Maple walnut sells more than anything else, practically, but vanilla. I wouldn't give you a nickel for a maple walnut cone. But that's, again, all about tastes. And so we're here to cater to all of your tastes here on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour now.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. I'd like to share with you guys today three very important things that you can do to keep your pets healthy and happy. The first thing you need to do is relieve the stress your dog or cat may suffer. Now, I know what you're saying. What kind of stress does my dog or cat have? Well, it's been proven in studies that the same stress and anxieties that humans have goes from one end of the leash to the other. So if you're stressed, your dog or cat's going to feel it as well. Exercise. We all know how important exercise is to make us feel good and make us physically healthier. Well, exercising your dog and cat is just as important. And that exercise actually helps alleviate the stress. And what about affection and love? We all want to train our dogs and have dogs that'll sit and stay when we tell them. But what about teaching your dogs that affection and love are just as important? I spend a lot of time with my pets when they're doing nothing. They're just lying on the ground, hanging out, just telling them how good they are and how much I care about them. Don't always wait for your dog or cat to do something very amazing to get that pat on the head or that hug and kiss. Just walk over when they're laying down and tell them how much you love them. It's good for you. It's good for your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf-life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Coming up, Kenny and I are going to talk to David Hurwitz, who's the producer of that new television show, Million Second Quiz. The news of the day focusing on a new study, Kenny, that finds that on average, smokers cost their employers about $6,000 a year. Let me underscore that. A smoker costs private employers in our country, the exact number is $5,816 a year compared to those who do not smoke. This is an analysis of data collected from studies that have been done on the costs of smoking. Researchers at Ohio State estimate that $3,000 of that came from taking smoking breaks, which I think is outrageous and unfair. I would not let any employee, I don't let anybody smoke on my farm, I don't have an office because we all work independently, so you're where you are, Kenny, I'm where I am, and everybody else, Richie's where he is, and Jennifer's where she is, and Roberta's where she is, so they're all independent. But on the farm, I do not allow smoking, period. And I think one of the things, and this is not a traditional business, but if you're in a traditional business, let's say you're in sales or you've run an office that works to support the insurance industry, something like that, we all know, we've all seen it, that people stand outside the front door and smoke. Well, how is that fair to the people who don't smoke who are doing the same job you are? And that's really what the basis of this, at least this part of the study, is $3,000 a year for smoking breaks. Smokers took on average about 5 breaks a day compared to the 2 breaks typically sanctioned for most workers. There's time off in the morning and the afternoon. You got a lunch break, that sort of thing. But smokers just take the time thinking that they're entitled to it because they smoke. The other costs come from increased absenteeism. Researchers found that smokers miss 2.5 extra work days a year and lost productivity at work, perhaps because of nicotine's withdrawal effects. Findings appear in the Journal of Tobacco Control. And it just, I think people always get annoyed with me because I'm such a crazy anti-smoker. And part of it is because they just think it's gross, dirty, disgusting habit. But the other side of it is my mother died because she smoked. And I remember seeing all the film on the windows in the house and in the car and all over the place. And the stuff that we breathed while she was smoking. I mean, they didn't know at that point in time. My mother didn't do it because she was trying to do harm to us. They didn't know. But you certainly know now what the ramifications. There are a lot of people who say and think that there may be as much harm, if not more, caused by secondhand smoke as opposed to primary smoke. So the story is at DougStephan.com today. And actually, it's the foundation for our poll question today. Do you smoke? A, yes, and I'm not going to quit. B, yes, but I'm trying to quit. C, not anymore, but I sure miss it. D, not anymore, and I don't miss it. E, I've never smoked. Well, that would be my thing. Kenny, you've never smoked, have you?
No.
No.
No, right. I've always thought it was a dirty, gross, disgusting habit.
Awful. So what do we have yet? Is there anything? Twitter.com/Good Day Show or, I'm sorry, I always do this backwards. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show on this. Or what else do we have working in terms of comment on some of the issues that we've been talking about today?
A couple comments about Powerball.
Yeah.
We asked on our Facebook page, how much did you spend on Powerball tickets for last night's drawing? Because I spent $10 and mm-hmm. won $8.
I spent 40. I haven't seen what I did. I've spent $40.
John said, zip, zero, nada, can't afford to give my money away.
Mm-hmm.
Celeste said, nothing, never was a gambler. And Gary said, he didn't spend anything either. You have a better chance of getting hit by a car, and that's never happened to him.
Yeah, and let's not hope that it does happen to him either. All right. In a moment, we're going to talk about this new game show that Ryan Seacrest is going to start. The show is called Million Second Quiz, and they're looking for contestants. So it may be that you could become a star, in a sense, or certainly a featured act, if you will, in Million Second Quiz. Find out how it's all going to work in a moment right here on Good Day.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh, what's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold, right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Doug and Ken here on the Good Day program. Often during this part of the program, Jennifer is active, and I throw in my 2 cents worth, too, when it comes to television news. We were talking yesterday here about a new program that's been announced to be on NBC, and I was trying to figure out, other than Ryan Seacrest hosting it, how this all worked. And it was like manna from heaven, because somebody was listening and said, let's put a producer of the show on to explain how it works, and at the same time, talk about what their need is for contestants. So, David Hurwitz is the co-executive producer of Million Second Quiz. Welcome to Good Day, David.
Good morning.
So the idea for the show came from whom and from where?
The idea of the show was conceived by a gentleman by the name of Stephen Lambert. You all know him as the creator of Wife Swap and Undercover Boss. So he's a big thinker out of the UK. And he conceived this show, which is by far the biggest quiz show ever imagined, in which we're going to have a million-second countdown clock. And under that umbrella of a million seconds, over 1,000 people over those 11-plus days will battle it out in quiz bouts, and a few of them could walk away with life-changing amounts of money.
All right, do you want to know how silly we were yesterday? I had the audience figure out how much a million, and this probably happened 100 times maybe, watching this, the announcement, a million seconds amounts to 1,666.66 minutes, 277.78 hours, 11.575 days. So after that, I was thinking to myself, okay, what are they going to do with this show? It's going to be on every night, apparently, for 12 days over a two-week period of time? How is this actually going to be presented to the audience?
Well, I love that you guys broke it down to the minute as well as the hour and then the day. the million-second countdown clock will start in the morning on September 8th, sometime around 6:30 in the morning on September 8th. The show is all taking place. We're going to do a big reveal on where in the heart of Manhattan it's going to take place. As you mentioned, it does go on 24 hours a day. And we go live in prime time at 8 p.m. on Monday, September 9th, and we are on every night in prime time through September 19th, with the exception of Sunday the 15th for Sunday Night Football.
All right, so for 10 days at 8 o'clock Eastern time, the show will be on the 9th to the 19th. And what will happen over those 10 days?
Well, in the non-broadcast, in the non-primetime hour, the other 23 hours, you can watch at NBC.com. And that is people competing head-to-head in 500-second quiz bouts. The goal of the chair is to maintain control of the money chair for as long as you can, because the longer you're in the money chair, you're earning money at a rate of $10 a second. And so you know, with that $36,000 an hour or so, and the top players will compete in prime time every single night.
All right, so what are they doing? What goes on? What will we see if we either watch the show? What's Ryan's certainly not going to be there hanging around for 24 hours a day. He's going to get in there and see, okay, this is what's been going on, and this is where we are right now. So I think I'm confused, and I'm pretty good at this. I want to make sure that I understand, and the audience, more importantly, understands what goes on as the show not only is on the air, but you said the quizzing starts the day before. So what are the quiz questions about? What are people going to have to know about?
Well, you are right. Ryan won't be there 24 hours a day, although if anybody could try, it would be him. Mm-hmm. The questions are all types of questions. It's ranging from current events, so you better be paying attention to that day's top news, seeing what's trending on Twitter. General knowledge questions, basic trivia questions. You know, I could throw one out for you here. You know, something as simple as, or maybe not as simple as, Lady Gaga is the godmother of what celebrity's child? A, Pink, B, Elton John, C, Beyonce, or D, Adele?
Huh.
Wait for a guess.
Give me the choices again.
Pink, Elton John, Beyonce, Adele. Lady Gaga is the godmother of which of those celebrities? Child.
Well, I'm not guessing that it's Adele, although that's the first thing that came into my mind. Kenny, what do you think? Elton John.
You go, Kenny.
See, Kenny knows
all right.
Music. Yeah. All right, so Kenny gets $1 million. Hooray, Kenny!
All right.
And then we might jump a little further back and say between 1912 and 1948, which one of these was not an Olympic event? A, lawn bowling, B, painting, C, juggling, D, jumping rope.
Jumping rope.
Believe it or not, that was an Olympic event.
Really? painting.
Painting.
Yeah, yeah, painting. All right, so are these people competing? How many people are going to be involved in this quiz as it's ongoing? You have, is it going on in different cities, or is it all just New York?
It's all taking place in New York. People will be invited from all over the country to come down. Additionally, there's a Million Second Quiz game app that's about to launch. You could look for it beginning next week. It'll launch on the 12th, where you could download the app for free and play the game by yourself or against one of your friends. And when you accumulate a certain amount of points, every night in prime time, you know, Ed McMahon style, if you will, we're going to knock on somebody's door in America live on TV and fly them to the game to New York overnight, so they can take place in the game the very next night live in prime time, get to bypass everybody else, the thousands of people in, around the country, the hundreds of people standing outside our giant hourglass in New York to play the game.
All right, so how are contestants, generally speaking, are they just showing up there? They have to give up their day? I mean, how do you bring people in, and how are they eliminated?
Well, you could apply online at themillionsecondquiz.com, or you could find us at NBC.com and then look for the Million Second Quiz on the NBC website. And in the Washington, D.C. area, we're going to be down there doing an open call, if you will, where people could come down, get interviewed. They'll be given a test either on-site or be sent a follow-up test. And that's going to be at Madam's Organ at 2461 18th Street.
All right, so these are going to be auditions for people who would... You're not going to just walk in off the street. You're going to have to audition and be animated and relatively intelligent and that sort of thing. You're having searches in Washington, Boston, Philadelphia, New York for these contestants. You've got to be over the age of 18 and a legal resident. That'll be nice.
Well, in addition to that, this game is 100% accessible, not only by playing the Million Second Quiz game app, but also when we do announce where we are in New York, people will be able to walk up to us there and go through the process of checking in and taking a test on the site and can find themselves in the game within a couple of hours. And if they go on a nice long run and have one of the top runs in our money chair, they could find themselves competing in prime time.
So the ones that do the best are sitting in the best chairs, but there's no money being given to anybody unless they're on the actual broadcast at 8 o'clock Eastern.
The 23 hours are your qualifying rounds, if you will. Those could qualify you into the top four players. Those top four players, if they hold their spots throughout the competition and are still there when the Million Second Quiz, when the countdown clock has expired, they'll battle it out for what looks to be the largest grand prize in game show history.
So somebody conceivably could be awake, or if they're really good, they could have to stay awake for 2 weeks.
Conceivably. You know, it's how they strategize. Hopefully they're scoring well enough that they could take cat naps in between, or they power through and get themselves safe. There's a lot of nuances around the game, as you pointed out. They're going to be playing around the clock where people could, you know, tap in and see that action and hopefully play well enough around the clock to defend their top four spot while others are trying to play their way into the game. So we're spinning many plates at once. It's very exciting, to say the least.
All right. Well, we've given you a good plug here. It'll be interesting to see how many people who are listening to Good Day go to millionsecondquizcasting.com. That's the web address if you're interested in participating. You just want to watch the show. Starts on the 9th of September, which is the week after Labor Day, I think, right? September 9th is the week after Labor Day. millionsecondquizcasting.com if you want to check it out. The show's game app is there. You can play along. David, thank you for being here to explain this. David Hurwitz, who's one of the producers of Million Second Quiz, hosted by Ryan Seacrest, starting on NBC.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. Credit cards can have a positive or negative impact on consumers' credit scores. Consumers who make timely payments and carry lower balances typically have higher credit scores and receive lower interest rates on larger purchases, such as a mortgage or a new car. More than 50% of consumers surveyed by Bank of America maintain a monthly balance on their credit cards. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
To help your credit score, you should always pay your credit card bill on time and pay more than the monthly minimum. There are even some credit cards that will reward you for good payment practices. For example, with the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, you can earn a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Money Pit Music. Must be time for a visit. And it is, by the way. Boys and girls and moms and dads, grandmas, grandpas, people excited about working around the house. Tom Kreitler is here, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. MoneyPit.com is where you go to find out what they are talking about and what some of the advice is. Tom and Leslie Segretti host the program, heard on hundreds of radio stations all around the country over the weekend. And because he is such a smart fella, he comes here every week to answer some of your questions, my questions, our questions. So we'll get to the questions in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Running. Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
OfficeMax has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of max value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. OfficeMax, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as direct.
All right, so here's Tom with answers to your questions. You can send them to Tom at moneypit.com or to Doug at DougStefan.com if you'd like. Here's somebody who is buying a home in Brooklyn.
Okay.
That was built in 1910. Considers moving the
steam radiators and air conditioners and converting to hydro air. What's hydro air, and is this a good idea?
Yeah, really bad idea. Hydro air is where you take, the best way to explain this, Doug, is you have, imagine a hot water radiator that you blow air over through a duct system.
Yep.
And so basically you're using hot water to provide the heat, but then you're blowing air over it to deliver the heat. If you've got a steam system, hot water radiators or steam radiators, there's no reason in the world to get rid of that. That is like the best quality heat you could get. It's moist, it's reasonably efficient, and if you want to add air conditioning, you do that separately with a separate duct system, but I would never recommend anyone get rid of radiators. I think that they're just a really wonderful way to provide warm, consistent heat to your house, and I think they add to the value.
I love the old houses with the old cast iron radiators.
Yeah, and you know why builders don't put them in is because it's like putting in two systems. With a new house, you'd have to put in the hot water baseboard, and then you'd have to put in a second ducted system to deliver air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you got an old house, I mean, like I do, and I'm sure maybe, did the farmhouse have hot water radiators?
No, well, I built this house to look like an old house. But the house that I lived in when I was married, the house where I spent most of my time as a kid growing up, I had these great big iron radiators that were wonderful. Great place for mice to hide, too, behind and underneath them, as I remember.
I never had that issue, but enjoyed the heat. So, no, don't get rid of them, DR. Keep them and add a separate ducted system.
Kathy wants to, well, actually, she's telling us a story, which is good.
Okay.
You get to a story, and then you have an answer to a question. At least that's the perception here. Kathy was planning on renovating her master bedroom, replacing the double vanity sink with a couple of pedestal sinks and a mirror for each one of them. She wants to know if that would bring up the value of her home or not.
Well, I mean, she's talking about our master bathroom, and generally bathroom renovations do add significantly to home value. You get a very high return on investment when you sell your house when you've got an updated bathroom. Does it make a difference if you've got, you know, a double vanity sink or two pedestals? I don't think so, but the fact that you're going to have an updated bathroom will impact home value in a positive way, Kathy.
Mm. I did that when I put the addition on my house, put a double vanity in the big bathroom that was part of it, and a big open stall, a great big bathtub almost. Well, it's like a swimming pool, one of those jet things. I've only used it once.
Yeah, but you got it.
I did, and it was fun using it, actually.
A lot of folks like his and her sinks, you know, which is what that is.
Right. Trisha is building a new home. Builder suggested hot water on demand, but the plumber says he's concerned about maintenance, repairs, parts, that kind of stuff. What's your advice?
You know, I hate to say it, but the plumbers that are in the, 50 to 60 year old plus range have sort of a bad attitude towards on-demand hot water systems, generally because they haven't really ever learned how to properly put them in. I don't think they need the maintenance that some of these older guys think that they do. The most common mistake is undersized gas lines, because a on-demand system, a tankless system, needs a larger gas line than a traditional tanked water heater. Mm-hmm. But if properly installed, they don't really need very much maintenance. They overall use less gas, and they save you money.
The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, a lively call-in program about home improvement issues, maintenance, that sort of thing, how to avoid the biggest contractor scams, how to find a good contractor. Those are all part of what is discussed every weekend.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.